Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 28th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and that's just what we want to do. Today's message is titled The Old T&O. Brooksine shares a scripture passage today, just a portion, from Deuteronomy 9, verse 23.
You did not trust him or obey him.
I like trains. I suppose that's been the case since I was a little boy, and we stayed at my grandparents in Harwood, Missouri. They lived near a rail line, and upon hearing the train whistle, I'd run as quickly as my little legs would go so I could count the engines and railroad cars. Some of them had over 100 cars. A couple of months ago, I stayed with my friend Dave in Springfield, Missouri, and his house is near train tracks. That sure brought back some neat memories, and every time a train came by, I just had to go look, count, and of course wave to the engineers at the engine, and well, there's not caboose cars anymore, just the engine. Dave and Sandy, his wife, sure got a kick out of that.
Adrian Rogers, a now-deceased minister of the gospel, had a witty way of sharing and speaks of the only way to heaven being the gospel railroad, which he called the old T&O. That probably is a takeoff of the B&O railroad, which happened to have a rail line through northern Pennsylvania when we lived up that way.
So what's the old T&O? It's taken from an old hymn, Trust and Obey. That always has a current and much-needed message. The title for this hymn remains a simple formula in how to successfully live for Christ.
This song gives a simple, clear explanation of living the Christian life. The expression, trust and obey, was used in a testimony meeting following an evangelistic crusade in Brockton, Massachusetts, by Dwight L. Moody. A young man stood up to speak, and it soon became clear that he knew little Christian doctrine, but he finished by saying, I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to trust, and I'm going to obey. Daniel Towner, who was in the meeting, jotted down the words and gave them to John Sammis, who developed the lyrics from them. I suppose many of us sing this song today in our churches and perhaps even in our homes.
Today's verse is a rebuke from the Lord to the children of Israel. I purposefully only chose a part of the verse, a stunning, simple indictment of the people from their leader Moses. You did not trust him or obey him. The failure to trust and obey is at the very heart of sinful behavior. But the practice of trusting and obeying is at the very heart of godly living. Today, may we all step on board that old T&O as we trust and obey Jesus and His Word.
Let's pray. Jesus, though I am sometimes perplexed by that which I don't understand, I have an unshakable confidence in You. Your Word is truth, and Your promises never fail. There are many things of which I am uncertain, but I have absolute certainty that I can trust You for everything that concerns me. May obedience be an expression of my unwavering trust and devoted love toward You, my Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer with us today. Well, there are a number of additional resources for today's podcast on the website. Our website is www.dailyencouragement. That's all one word, dailyencouragement.net. We have two versions of that song, Trust and Obey. One, a very traditional choir-like version. Another, just a real pretty instrumental version. Also, it's a song that's out of copyright right now, so I don't have to be concerned about those issues, although I do have a license to play copyrighted music. But the song in its entirety is placed up, the lyrics, Trust and Obey. And I never get tired of singing that song. It probably is one of my favorites. Also, just for the fun of it today, we have another song up by the real Johnny Cash that I found. This train is bound for glory. If you want to click on that link, you can listen to that song and some humorous but true comments by Johnny Cash as well. The observation regarding the song Trust and Obey Today and its origination came from a website I enjoy using called the Cyber Hymnal. We happen to live about 15 miles from Rockton, Massachusetts. When we served the church in New England, we lived in a town called Taunton, actually. So we can picture Brockton, although that would have been over 100 years ago when D.L. Moody ministered there because he died in 1899. Also today on the website, there is a photo that I took of the steam engine on the Strasburg Railroad. That's a tourist train ride here in Lancaster County. We've been on several times. In fact, the very last time we really had Mom out for a recreational type activity, she passed away in November, was right after, well, it was on Labor Day. Last year, we took her on the train ride. The picture says, this train is bound for paradise, and indeed, the train goes to a community in Pennsylvania called Paradise. Have a blessed day today. Continue to trust and obey the Lord, staying faithful in all you do to Christ. Thank you.